It is November the 19th, 2012. I'm Eric Damer. I'm speaking here with Don Jansen, and joining us also is Orville Jansen. So, Don, thank you very much for speaking with us. Don, tell us how you came to be in Burnaby. You weren't born in the area, so maybe if you could just tell us a little bit about how you came to be in Burnaby.
Reasonable rent in the apartments.
But you were born in the prairies, though.
Yeah.
And you came up to Burnaby after the Second World War, or the Vancouver area. And Burnaby had reasonable rent. What part of town were you in?
South Burnaby? We're behind Metro Town.
Mm-hmm. Is it still there now, or if they... So what was your neighborhood like at the time you moved to Burnaby? Was it...
Very comfortable.
Was it sort of a busy, bustling place, or quite sparsely populated?
Sort of a...
Some people tell me there are a lot of vacant lots still in their neighborhoods at that time.
No, I don't know. No. If there were so many vacant lots, there were three-story apartments. And now they're high-rises. A lot of them have been replaced by high-rises.
And what sorts of amenities did you have at that time? I mean, you had running water, I presume?
You had all the amenities of today.
And so what kinds of heating? It would be hot water heating? Maybe?
I never paid attention to that.
But you worked in Vancouver?
Yeah, Vancouver.
And how did you commute into work?
I had a car and a car carpool.
And how many people would carpool, and what kind of car was it?
North American car.
Because you would have been close to the Ford plant.
No,
not too close?
Near the Ford plant, behind the Ford plant, a few blocks.
Did you, I guess the interurban tram wasn't running for many years.
No, it used to run, the interurban tram used to run to Vancouver Plywoods, as I recall. Jess remembers this better than I do. Brother Jess worked there. Mm-hmm.
But it stopped functioning in the mid-70s.
Yeah.
Stopped operating, so you pretty well had to take a car or a bus. Did you ever ride the buses?
No, to work.
Or just around town?
Very seldom. I had a car by the... I got a car late in life, and by late in life, I mean when I was in my 30s or 40s. And to continue on this theme that I... I called myself a beer parlor socialist. Mm-hmm. I would talk up a good game in a beer parlor. And I decided to become part of the peace movement. And I was on the peace organizing committee, the general... Frank Kennedy, ILWU. I served on there with him.
Sorry, the LWU?
ILWU.
The ILWU, yeah.
Longshoreman.
International Longshoreman Warehouse.
So there was a peace committee section of the Longshoremen's Union.
Yeah, it was a trade union movement. Mm-hmm. The BC Federation of Labor conducted it.
And what was the big peace concern at that time?
The Vietnam War.
Okay, that's in the 60s then, or...
It was so unjust.
Right. Was there any concern also about Cold War politics?
No, the left wing never saw the Cold War as a dangerous.
Well, anti-nuclear, they were demonstrated against nuclear arms before Vietnam.
Thinking Cuban Missile Crisis,
even.
And so you were involved with the CCF throughout that time.
Al Winch and Ernie Lynch.
Did the local CCF, was there also a peace element to their work?
Most of our active, most of the CCF were active in the trade union movement. Mm-hmm. And we did it through our union.
Mm-hmm. What sorts of things were done to further the peace movement?
We would have meetings and organized marches.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember any marches in specific? Like, were there any around Burnaby?
No, they were in Vancouver.
Mm-hmm. So would a bunch of you from Burnaby go down to Vancouver for a march?
And we demonstrated, and we had the biggest march for years in history, going across Burrard Bridge.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll show you a picture of a march in the apartment. That's Lynn Egan gave it to me. It was a picture of Ray Agnew when he arrived in Vancouver.
Oh, yeah. Did he live in Burnaby?
Yeah. He had a house in Burnaby. Yeah, he lived in an apartment in Burnaby, him and Lynn Egan.
Yeah.
And they got married.
So what other interests did the beer parlor socialists of Burnaby have? What were sort of standard issues of that era, of the post-war era? So peace was one of them.
We went on many strikes.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't consider excessive. And we never got paid. We never got paid as officers. And we wouldn't call a strike. Advocate strike on a whim because we got off, we never got paid, we never got strike pay.
Mm-hmm. And were these strikes that took place at all in Burnaby? Was it were there industries in Burnaby that had strikes?
There was members living in Burnaby that were on strike.